I'll say, did you look up like how much that gift would be?
No, because I didn't want to give my email address to get spammed with it. But from a little bit of research, I would say it's probably going to be in that 6 to 7K range.
6 to 7K for about 5 days.
It's not bad, honestly. That's good value.
Only golfers can justify this. Value. Only golfers right. can justify this.
Welcome back to episode 74 of the Locked Great Golf Podcast.
Not 73.
Hey, we have always said math is hard.
Yeah.
So obviously today's the big day for the match.
The finally. Showdown. The showdown.
Do we think it's actually going to have any viewership?
Do we think it's going to have any viewership?
Yeah, because so, yeah. Ever since the first one, they've been on a steady decline.
Well, I mean, I think
it can only get better than the last match that was hosted a few weeks ago.
I was gonna say, this is a whole lot better roster than what we've had for a long time. In one of these, the match.
I still think the Phil Mickelson Tiger Woods match is the most viewed one they've put out, but also that was the most serious one.
Which one are you referring to?
When Tiger played Phil, and they played for $10 million.
Where was that one? Oh yeah.
It was the same place, one. I think. Yeah. I think it's always in Vegas because you're gambling.
Wasn't there one where Phil had a?
I mean, Phil's played in. Three of them.
He's played
I think.
In several of them.
I think no,
because it's who would Phil and Peyton Manning play one and Tom Brady and who was that?
Who was Tom Brady?
Tiger?
Patrick Mahomes? What? No.
No. He's, Tom Brady had a professional partner.
Yeah.
Or was it Phil and Tom? I don't know. We're asking the wrong people here. I just remember, didn't Tom Brady like hole out from the fairway?
Yes.
And then like he talked crap to Charles Barkley. Yeah.
When Charles Barkley was talking crap to him, yeah. He then made it.
The only saving grace to this match series is that TNT hosts it. So right. You get Charles Barkley. You get some, I mean, honestly, that.
We just need Charles Barkley commentating more golf, I think.
Nah, might be coming soon. Who knows? I mean, he might be commentating the TGL League.
Hey.
Well, he's not going to be doing TNT anymore.
I know. That's a shame. So. That's such a shame. They're the best group. But I will say.
What's the format for this one?
It's weird. It's very weird. So it's 3 6-hole matches. First 6 holes are foursomes.
Okay.
Or sorry, four ball.
Yeah. I knew.
And then the second 6-hole, then the next 6 holes are foursomes.
Right. So alternate shot.
Alternate shot. And then the final one is head versus head, like 1v1.
How are they going to do that?
Essentially, they're going to declare who plays who. Like, I think the teams are going to decide. You know, Rory's going to decide if he wants to play.
Well, at least it's mainly it's straight up golf.
I would have liked to see the scramble, though. Like, because, like,
I mean,
I don't know. It takes away the team aspect at that point.
But, well.
Because this is supposed to be LIV versus PGA Tour, right. Essentially.
Right. I don't know. I just always don't like it when they do gimmicky formats where they have like, oh, and this hole is a one club challenge. So like we're playing a match, a serious match, and you have a celebrity shot on this hole and a one club challenge on this one. They did that on something.
So almost it's like when you go to a tournament and you buy a string and a throw. And
right. I just want to watch them play
Well,
golf.
You guys know there will be a lot of those gimmicks probably because they do it every match.
I know they
now.
Do it every one of them. And like,
that's what I'm saying. I think the Tiger and Phil one was just like straight up, like no gimmicks. I think they might have done like, hey, we'll do a closest to the pin on this hole for charity.
That'll be okay. Like, but stuff like that's fine. But don't have it like, okay, on this hole, you can only use your 7-iron. I don't care.
I think this match, what's interesting is with the time of year we're in, we're going to see all the new 2025 equipment debuted.
You think they'll play it this week?
Yeah. So Rory and Scotty, I suppose, are supposed to play the new QI35. Koepka's already got the new irons and wedges in, and then we'll see if he has the Strix on driver because, you know, he keeps going back to that TaylorMade.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Bryson's supposed to play with this LA Golf prototype driver. So we should see all the protos come to life, if you will. And then obviously Bryson debuting the Reebok Golf line.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that?
I don't know. I mean,
I think Reeboks came back to life and died like 3 times since I've been alive.
So. Well, I was going to say it dies and comes back and dies and comes back. Is it a full clothing line he's doing?
Yeah. I mean, which is weird to go from Stitch
No, I mean,
to
Reebok. He's relaunching Reebok right. With a golf brand.
Well, I'm sure he's making more money from them. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
it just looks sweet. Like the
looks,
shoes.
It looks what?
It looks weird.
I sound like you said sweet.
I had a hiccup.
I will give. I mean, Bryson's proven this year that he's always 10 steps ahead of everyone when it comes to self-marketing. And, I mean, he's probably the most influential golfer in the world currently at the moment.
Yeah, because of YouTube.
Because, exactly that. I mean, he is 100% like 180'd his entire image. I mean, you go through like the
man, hell, he's got Brooks on his side now.
I mean, and what did Brooks say this week? He's like, man, he goes, obviously Bryson's just completely misunderstood. He goes, that's on me. That's not even on Bryson, which I will say Bryson, the Ben Hogan hat, like there was a lot of stuff Bryson did.
Yeah.
A few years ago that everyone's just, you know, like, all right, come on, dude. Is this serious? But, for the most part, he's stayed pretty true to himself. Now, do I think signing with Reebok is like in the day and age of Malbon golf and parachute pants? Do I think he's starting a new trend? I don't think so.
I doubt it. But I think it does give him an opportunity when
he's the owner of a franchise.
Right. Gives him an opportunity to grow his brand more.
Correct.
Than what?
I think if it was a self-sponsorship, everyone would just look over it because we know this in the golf industry, how many different random golf brands are out there that also sponsor individual players.
It seems like 12 new ones every day.
Yeah.
But. I don't know. With the outfit he wore last night, it looked like he was supposed to be on the field refereeing a game for the NFL. I mean, he looked like a straight-up referee outfit.
Hey.
So, I don't know. It's just a weird look for golf, but I'm assuming, because this is early, there's obviously not a lot of it out there yet either.
What is what's the line on the match right now?
Oh, that's what I was just looking up. Okay. So, yeah, Scheffler and McIlroy are favored to win.
They're favored to win.
Yeah, minus 150. And then, yeah, obviously.
What does Vegas know that we don't know?
I would say then, yeah, they have DeChambeau and Koepka plus 125.
They're just betting hard on Scheffler.
I will say, talk about a guy that has revamped his image. You look at the Capital One's been putting out, like, they DM certain celebrities and golfers and things like that and ask them who they think is going to win the match. I'm pretty sure every single one I saw, everyone's like, Bryson, Team Bryson, mm-hmm. Team Bryson, Team Bryson. 2 years ago,
nobody would have picked Bryson.
Yet. No one would have picked him.
All right, sorry, what were you saying?
I don't know.
Oh, cool. I think I would bet on Bryson and Brooks. I feel like...
I don't know. I feel like Scotty needs some Advil because he's going to be Carrie and Rory.
Need some back pain relief.
Let's just say Rory got bodied yesterday.
Yeah, bless his
heart. On the driving range. Poor guy can't help himself.
He tried to take a jab and got a hook back instead.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's an uppercut.
I got to recover from what Bryson did. But you did that to yourself, bud. Yeah. I want Bryson and Brooks to win. If I was putting money on it, I would put it on Scheffler and Rory.
I think if you're betting...
Scheffler ain't going to miss a shot.
I say, if you're betting on Scheffler and Rory, you're betting on Scheffler.
I say, Scheffler and Rory are not going to lose. Like they're not going to play and lose.
Ball striking, they're not. Like, I'm saying, they're putting.
Bryson and Brooks are going to have to beat them. They're going to have to make everything.
I think they're fully capable of that, too, though.
I know. I mean, when's the last time they've played golf that we've seen?
Any of them? Or Bryson and Brooks?
Oh, well, we saw Scheffler last week when he won by six.
Correct. That's what I was going to say.
So,
McIlroy.
McIlroy's played a crap ton. Yeah, he just finished up
He played six events on DP to finish out the year to get his title.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'll be a good match. Now, since they're doing it, let's just guess just the first 12 holes because that's the only thing we can really guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at?
I'm just curious.
Oh.
Kyle's reading his can.
Everything that says there's no sugar in it, there's artificial sugar in it.
Oh, yeah.
Big health guys. How many under par do you think they'll be through the first 12 holes? Like, let's just guess the teams.
Well, it's six holes of best ball and six holes alternate shot.
I'm going to say the leaders will be 7 under.
I was going to say 7 or 8.
7 under.
Through the first 6 holes?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Sorry.
No, through the first 12.
I was going to say, you made me, like, I was like, wait. that would be outrageous.
I think Scheffler and Rory is going to be at 8 under as long as one of them can make a putt. If not, it'll be 4 under. I think Bryson and Brooks will be at 3 under through the first 12, unless Bryson's putting's on point.
The last match we had, it was kind of a dud. No one played. It was
boring, to be honest.
Yeah, no one. I hope they both show up, but I have a feeling this might be one of those things that's a little overhyped, and then they get out there and the scoring doesn't really translate to what it is. I don't know. I mean, I think I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm going to be tape delayed.
Yeah.
Because we're not
going to. I'll watch some highlights.
I'll say we're not going to get home, but I think it's cool playing in Vegas. I'm sure they're going to do something with the Sphere. I mean, they're going to be under the lights. Shadow Creek, which Shadow Creek has the most expensive green fee in the U.S. I think it's over $1,000 to play.
I think it's like $12.50 right now or something like that.
That's crazy.
$12.50 a head.
Yeah, but if you're playing golf at Shadow Creek, you're not really.
You're not worried about the
$12.50. You're not worried about that. But anything else you guys want to add to Capital One, the showdown?
I just look forward to watching it. Hope the golf is good.
I mean, this is really like the last bit of golf until we're in Hawaii.
We got to wait a whole year for golf.
I know.
Wow.
We got confused with our years last week.
Yeah.
Not just our episode number.
Yeah.
But, you know, what year we were in.
Got to wait a little bit.
This year, next
Actually,
year.
Actually, before we go, do we think this is... Are we going to find out anything today about the merger?
No.
Do you think they're going to highlight anything?
I don't think so. Okay. They probably have been instructed not to say a word about it.
We'll find out about the drones before the merger.
Charles Barkley will probably slip and say something.
Hey, did,
out of pocket.
You know what? Supposedly drones flew over Leland. You guys see that? The drones were in the area yesterday.
Wouldn't surprise me. Look up.
And then think about the fog we had driving in today. Coincidence? We
couldn't see the drones.
I think not.
Look up and see if there's anything you can bet on Charles Barkley saying something about the merger.
How many F words are said? Probably something like that.
There's got to be a couple of good bets on Charles Barkley's commentation.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't find. I do things through DraftKings Sportsbook, and they're not doing anything. So, also weird fact.
Not a paid ad.
No, definitely not a paid ad. They're winning. What they win is crypto.
They're winning crypto.
Yeah, because crypto.com is sponsoring the showdown, and I think the winning team gets $10 million worth of
crypto.
Well, we currency. Saw how that worked out last week.
What are you talking about?
Hey, we're talking about Willis. It's up right now.
Mm-hmm. She going to jail.
That's different. That's what happens when you're trying to make your own coin. I'm not a crypto guy, so I don't know much about it. But I found that quite funny. Now, that leads into our next topic, since we're talking about money.
About money.
Big news yesterday.
Yeah, Ryder Cup players are getting paid now.
Yeah. PGA of America announced that not Ryder Cup players, U.S.
I was going to say, the U.S. players are getting paid.
Mm. That triangle's really growing.
I was going to say, how do we feel about this? What do you think?
It's dumb.
Huh?
It's so dumb.
Why is it dumb?
It's like what Scottie Scheffler paid. We're already making enough money to play the sport.
Well, let's explain to what their stipend is.
Whoa. Right? No. They're getting a payment of $500,000. I was going
to say, they're getting $500,000.
300 of which.
300 has to go to charity, and 200 goes to the player.
Goes as a stipend. Now, the player has to tell what they're going to spend their stipend on. Like, that's in, like, the clause. Like, right. Players have to let them know, like, they're just not getting $200,000 and sticking it in a bank account.
Right, and sitting on it.
They have to tell them what they're going to plan to spend it on or how they're going to use it.
So, anyway, when they're playing for the amounts of money they're playing for, $200,000 is nothing. Why? If that's what the number, like, if that's what we're paying them.
So
I agree with the charity thing. I think that's fine.
They've been doing that.
But exactly.
I think the previous years it's like $125,000.
Well, the PGA of America allegedly keyword donates a ton of money to charity already.
Oh no! Supposedly the Ryder Cup is meant to fund the many pillars within the PGA of America and the programs that they offer.
So the triangle is head up by pillars? So
this year, I guess, yeah, we're moving to pillars now. The triangle's gotten bigger.
Well,
we'll call it pyramid blocks. All right, we'll change our.
Maybe the Ryder Cup won't fund those initiatives any longer now, since all this money is going to be paid to.
I don't think they have to worry about. Again, not going to try to do the math, but prices. But knowing how expensive Bethpage Black is this year to go to,
right?
I see what I did there. I said this year.
Is it this year or is it next year?
It's next year. Dang. It's next year. We messed up. I think they're okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, to me, I don't think...
Not to be the hater podcast, because I do come off as a hater quite a bit.
They hate us because they ain't us.
A lot of what I'm seeing out there is like, I don't see the big deal with it. This isn't life-changing money for them, so good for the players, blah, blah. I'm like, well, that's my whole point. Like, you can't say these players deserve to get paid because the PGA of America and the RNA are making so much money off of this event that the players are actually the product... Right? Like now we're making these arguments in college football or in college sports all over the place, right?
Yeah,
like we're not discounting the fact that the players make the product what it is, but the event has always been a certain way. They've never been paid. You just brought up a point. They're making more money than ever in their events, and $200,000 is not life-changing money. So like my argument to everyone saying, yo, they're not making life-changing money, then why even give them money at all?
Right.
Just give them the charity.
I say, if you're not paying them a couple million a piece to be there, why are you even doing it?
Like, I don't... And now, this is just ammo for the European team.
Right.
Like, the European... You think... Well, how we're, vocal we're is
here
Rory?
To, we're here have to play all, because we have national pride.
Bingo. Now we have pride versus money. That's kind of
been the feedback online. Monetary, yeah. It's like, in a, like online, that's been the feedback so far. If you go under the comment section on Golf Digest, it's like typical, you know, greedy American sports fans.
I'm surprised you've seen that because every single golf journalist I've seen, they've been like, this is great. This is a step in the right direction. These are the
people commenting, not the posts.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you can see how the world of golf is viewing this for American players, you know? I mean, does that put us at a disadvantage because now the emphasis is on getting paid versus
our team playing has for been at a disadvantage
okay,
for years.
So I think there's a bigger issue to this.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this stems much deeper, a little bit of a
conspiracy time.
Tinfoil hat where it's at. Okay. I think now this is gonna be a way for the PGA of America to like truly control who gets on the team.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I don't
me.
Think it's a basic skill points-based system now.
Right.
Just well, I think
off the last
we have cup. Just learned that about the college the football playoff.
When the captain gets six picks too, right?
Correct.
So they pick half the team.
Pick half the team, but when you have to decide their next six, now they're going to decide who they want to give money to.
Well, who can get us the most money?
And who can get us the most? Now we're truly believing this is an entertainment product. It's no longer a competition.
Right.
Right.
Well, now, I mean, that's kind of been proven.
I'm not naive. I know it's an entertaining, like, yes, the reason why we're talking about it is because it's entertaining. But I kind of think of it more from a historical standpoint.
But the competition is going to be secondary now, right?
I mean, so on the American side.
However, in order for this to continue to be entertaining to watch, America has to be competitive and win a few of these things occasionally.
Does giving players money determine, like they're going to be competitive?
No.
I mean, just look at college football.
Huh?
I was like, look at college football.
We're going to have teams in the college football playoffs this year. Unfortunately, they're going to get blown out.
Right.
They're like, so.
Just because you pay those players money didn't mean they were competitive.
No. I'll say college football, skill-based wise, has probably been worse than it ever has been this past year. You have teams losing games that they shouldn't be losing. But,
so. I don't know. I just feel like who was doing all the. Like barnstorming to get the players for the U.S. team.
That's Tiger Woods,
right?
It's Tiger Woods because Tiger Woods says they deserve $5 million each.
Yeah. So like, what has he got to do with it right now?
Tiger, you're also like, because he's going to be our next Ryder Cup captain.
Most likely he'll
unless
he'll be a
Keegan
Ryder Cup
wins.
Captain.
If Keegan wins, Keegan will be the Ryder Cup captain again. I think they're in a two-term deal with Keegan.
I say Tiger is going to be a Ryder Cup captain at some point.
Now is Tiger Woods' Ryder Cup record pretty good?
Yeah.
It's not great.
It's good, though. I mean,
it's good, but it's not. And he's played in a crap ton, so it's like one of those things that it's just like when you play in every single match, you're bound to lose a few.
But my thing is, like, why is he the one advocating for the payment?
Because you have him and 12 other people controlling the entire tour.
But not only that, what did Tiger just start? What starts in February?
The TGL.
Another league, right? Entertainment league that, honestly, it's the names are worse than Liv's team's names. The marketing for it has just been like, okay, cool. It's just weird how everything now is just like, okay, let's throw money at this place. But we're going to complain that the Saudis bought a golf league and players are going over there. I don't know. It's just all very weird right now. And I would say in the American side of golf.
Yeah. I'll say my bottom line or hot take on it is I think, number one, the players are
I don't think the players are asking for it.
I don't either, but I'm just saying,
you think Scottie Scheffler cares that he's getting paid?
Like $200,000 ain't going to do a thing for him. I mean, don't get me wrong. None if of I was them. Him, I wouldn't argue about another $200,000, but like,
it's still I get anything. How they're happy for their charities.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've heard, like, I've listened to other podcasts where players have said because of the charity, the money they've gotten to go to their charities, they've been able to start their foundations.
Yeah.
And things like that.
I was going to say, like, and hopefully this is how it gets used is where, like, the players will donate that money to, like, whatever their own charity they want to donate it to versus whatever the other 300 is going to. Because I'm sure it's probably going to a PGA.
No, the $300,000 goes to a charity of their choice. A $200,000 is their stipend.
No, what he's saying is hopefully the remaining amount they
give. The remaining amount they give. And then my other thing is I think for the PGA of America, I think it's kind of tasteless to decide to pay the players as well, too. I think they should have stood up a little bit more and said, no, we're not doing it. If you want to play for the U.S. Ryder Cup team, you're doing it for national pride. I think the PGA of America should have had a bit more backbone.
I mean, it's just so
against that.
Coincidental that we're going to have the highest price. Like, I think it's like 200% is what the ticket prices
have gone up to $750.
And now we make this announcement that
for a day, for one day.
Well, right? Not only that is like I got my email to go up to be a volunteer, and you had to pay $600 to be a volunteer.
To volunteer.
Not including your hotel, no discounts on hotels, travel.
I got to volunteer my money.
Good luck staying on.
So you have to volunteer, but you can't volunteer unless you buy our Peter Millar apparel pack.
Which was
$600.
Pack. Yeah.
And then you got to buy a hotel, and then you've got to travel. Then you have to have food because food's not supplied.
This one cost you $2,000 to $3,000.
The PGA of America, the 29,000 of you are the reason why that event is what it is.
Well, I've never been invited to play.
I don't know. It's just
like I say.
We've done limited fields.
I think it was
after next year, the PGA Tour is knocking more tour cards out.
Yeah.
Right now we're paying people to
and
play.
We should clarify.
Also, this is an exhibition.
The PGA Tour and the PGA of America are two separate organizations.
Correct.
Right. So like,
it's just weird.
So. That's my take. I feel like not only the players should have felt this way, but the PGA of America as an organization should have said, no, the U.S. Ryder Cup team is about playing for national pride. We will make a donation.
We will make a donation on behalf of each of the players to
your chosen organization, but we're not paying the players.
And I will say, I don't think there's actually been physical proof that Patrick Cantlay says he wants to get paid.
I've never mentioned him being one of the, I think that's
always been hearsay, but he's the guy that guys kind of the target on his back.
Yeah.
But again, Patrick, if any of those guys don't want to play, I'm sure
somebody would love to. Yeah.
Right. I mean, we all know Keegan Bradley's story about how he hasn't unpacked his bag.
Right.
From Medina. So it's just funny what all is rolling out right now.
Yeah.
And hey, we call it the silly season for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did not mean for that to flow like that. But anything else? Any other takes?
Nah.
It's a little exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah. We're going to do some show and tell.
We're the hater podcast.
Never happy about nothing.
Are we all turncoat next year?
They're peanut butter and jelly.
What?
Are we all going turncoat?
For Team Europe?
Team Europe?
Hell no.
Huh?
Nah.
Not in America, baby.
I think if they beat the U.S. team in New York,
that'll be a hell of a win.
I think that'll do the U.S. team in for a long time.
Because that crowd's going to be rowdy.
I don't know if that crowd's going to be rowdy anymore.
I mean,
the rowdy fans aren't going to be able to afford to go to it.
Well, this is true. This is true. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like that's exactly what the PGA of America did by naming these ticket prices. Like someone got caught like in a statement saying, well, there's a certain group of people that we want to be there.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be. And I'm like, well, why are you going? Like,
why are you going? The whole point
is to have home field advantage.
Yeah.
Right. And like the Northeast and their sports fans, like it's the best areas like, for all of sports.
That's like Duke going to play at Cameron Indoor and saying, nah, we don't want the crazies there this year.
I know. Like, it's just, nah.
Yeah. All right.
I can go all day. Let's go show and tell.
Show and tell. All right, so for this week's show and tell, since it is the holiday season,
we talked about gifts to give last week.
So no budget. What would like our most
what would I be guess like
our wish list Christmas gift? What would be our
like, our top?
Yeah,
our top Christmas gift we would like to receive.
No budget. It could
Which we said money doesn't have to be. It could be a $5 gift.
I didn't think of this since there was no budget. Dang, I should have said a jet.
Okay, that's not golf related.
Yeah, because then I can fly to wherever I want to play golf.
No, that's not golf related. Go Camel Kyle.
Kyle, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll go Camel Kyle.
You say Camel Kyle or Camo Kyle?
Camo.
Like, it sounds like camo.
Camo. That's camo.
That'd
camo
be my Kyle. Dyslexic gamer tag. All right,
there's Kyle's.
So Kyle wants a Tree Farm staff bag?
Yeah, so.
That's...
My thought with this was, A, just the experience we had there, like between this and the Tree Monster one, because you said no budget, but even if not this specific bag, like I think it would be so cool as a golfer to have like a one-off custom staff bag, like just to have in your office, have in your golf room, have at work, wherever the case may be. This just happened to be my favorite staff bag out of the last couple of years that's not branded. You know, it's one thing to have a TaylorMade or a Ping or a Titleist staff bag, but it's another thing to have something that's very unique that nobody else has.
So. SG would kill me if I brought another golf bag home. I have so many.
Because for me, it was between this and like a Masterful Tour Rat or something. But I'm like, you know, $7,000 putter's cool, but it's still just a putter.
I think the bag idea is a good idea. Because even if you didn't use it, you could still have it as like a display item to kind of remember, like you say, to remember your trip or whatever it was.
We should bring staff bags back next year.
Make staff bags great again.
But yeah, just on the front
so
pocket.
So 2025 is going to be the year of the staff bag.
And putting.
24 was ball striking.
No, we already declared next year's the year of putting.
But next year's accessory is the year of the staff bag.
Right? Year of the staff bag.
Yeah. I like it. It's good. I guess I'll do mine.
Case of Sundrop.
Dang it. How'd you guess? This is just a picture of the Lido. Mine is a golf trip to Sand Valley Golf Resort in Nebraska.
Be a little cold to go at Christmas to Nebraska.
That's when you give it to me is in Christmas. I can choose when to go. Mm. But
no,
I'd like to play the Lido, obviously, Mammoth Dunes. The new one they just had open up was what, Sedge Valley?
I said obviously Sand Valley. The story of the Lido is freaking awesome. If you're into golf courses, you got to go check out what they did with this golf course, because they essentially picked it up off of Long Island and brought it to Nebraska.
Long story short,
guy designed it on PGA 2K, a video game.
It was a golf course in Long Island, closed down over the years because it was turned into a war base.
Yep.
And then they used old maps and historical records to create it.
They've gotten down to like within 2 inches, like all the undulations.
Actually, no, they've got it closer than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, hey.
It is a direct copy. Like it is. That's why they are. Saying it's reopened, but that would be.
And then obviously they have three other courses other than the Lido.
So they got Mammoth Dunes, and then Sedge Valley is the one that just opened.
Is Sedge Valley like the little?
No, that's
Sheep Ranch. They got no. That's out at.
Yeah, that's Sheep Ranch is at abandoned.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but they've got five courses in total, including the short course.
Nice.
So I mean, you can make a whole week out of it.
Yeah, golf. Did you look up like how much that gift would be?
No, because I didn't want to give my email address to get spammed with it. But from a little bit of research, I would say it's probably going to be that 6 to 7K range.
Six to seven K for about 5 days.
It's not bad, honestly. That's good value.
Only golfers can justify this. Only golfers right. can justify this. So.
But it kind of plays off of my gift idea from last week. We said there's like gift of golf. Like I'd rather play somewhere unique.
So. Experience over physical.
Right. I can get all the golf clubs I want. Right. So
yeah,
I'd rather have the golf.
Yep. I promise Caleb and I did not conspire on this. I also chose a golf trip. Now, I chose to go out. I want to go to Bandon Dunes.
Yeah.
And I would say the reason why Bandon is Bandon's one of, like, other than obviously Pinehurst Resort, it's like one of those, like, destinational golf resorts that is not easy to get to. That's obviously stateside. I know tons of people that have played it. And it's one of those ones that it's just like, all right, it's the only reason why I would want to go out there.
Yeah.
And I was between Sand Valley and this. Now, obviously, I want to play them all.
Same. Like, I was between Meadband.
Like, my first true, like, golf destinational resort experience was Stream Song. And best experiences I've ever had playing golf. I've played a lot of awesome golf courses, quite a few within the top 100. But there's just something about being on a property. I even get the same feeling when I'm at Pinehurst. Like, you just feel like...
Your only reason why you're there is golf.
I would say I just feel like I'm always on the golf course.
Right.
And this has just kind of been always at the top of the list. I think same thing. This is going to cost you right around $7,000 to $8,000.
Yeah.
To go and play every single course.
And they just opened a new course, correct?
Mm-hmm. So.
So they have five or six now.
You have Old Mac, Sheep Ranch, Bandon Trails, the Preserve.
Pacific Dunes.
Pacific Dunes. And then a short course.
So it's five, including a short and
five and a half.
Or one of those already named could have been the short course. I mean, again, I just get to watch every video that post out there.
So. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, for me, it was a coin flip between Bandon Dunes and mine, Sand Valley. Yeah. The reason why I went with Sand Valley was because of the Lido. But yeah, I would gladly accept Bandon Dunes as well.
Yeah, so. About it. which, I mean, this would be... And it's something to where, like, I know a lot of people are fortunate to get to do it every year. Mm-hmm. I just need to do it once.
Yeah.
Same. I just need to do it once. And hopefully you get lucky with the weather, like these photos show here, because I don't think this is the normal story that most people get.
Depends
when they go out there.
Depends on the time of year you go, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're right on the cliffs. I mean, it's where it's
at. I said another one I thought about was Cabot.
Cabot. No, which Cabot?
Well, the Cabot Cliffs or
actually Britain. One hell of a gift would be to every Cabot place.
Right.
which, funny enough, I think it's either the Bandon family or one of the resort families just purchased land in Colorado.
I think it's Bandon because they're opening.
They're essentially making another resort.
Right.
Like multiple golf courses. Yeah. And then another one is coming to Texas. So ones that you can get a lot closer because I know from what I've seen, like, you still have to take like a 2-hour shuttle ride once you get off the plane to get to
I've heard, Bandon. Bandon is like nowhere near anything.
I mean, Bryson's old caddy. That's his business. Perfect, that's his business. Like he owns the shuttle service or something like that. So, but let us know if you've been to the places and you can help us facilitate a golf trip. It's one of those things that you just don't really want to nickel and dime on. So I was like, do it right.
You got to do it right. We got one more. What is this? Is this Miles?
Oh, is this your golf gift? Oh.
Well, you gotta explain it.
Some white golf pants.
No explanation needed. So this is Miles's, I guess, dream Christmas wish golf gift. And he wants to pretend like he's Batman while playing golf.
What are the chances we just watch
Are you going to get a costume to go with it?
Maybe. You can't drive in that without the... Batman suit on.
Does it shoot flames out the tailpipe too? I mean, it needs to. Oh, you just want a custom golf cart.
Oh, heck yeah.
You can't leave
Are you
with
70 and live in Florida?
I would say, Miles, just move down to the Villages.
I was going to say, these aren't in Florida. There's no loofahs on those.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I mean,
if you want a hell of a Google search,
the miniature upside down pineapple.
Man.
Dude, the little mini rigs. Heck yeah.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Smoky Burt Reynolds there. Right there.
Yeah.
You got to have a mustache, a hell of a mustache to drive that one, though.
Or a mullet.
Yeah, one or the other.
Does the top of that roof have a spoiler on it?
Yeah, it has to.
Hell yeah.
Gotta have some downforce.
Yeah.
Look, that thing fast.
Has to have some stopping power. Do you know what I mean? No, this is pretty awesome. There's quite a few, like when I was working out in Baldhead, there's quite a few little cool custom carts out there. I'll tell you what, those things can get fast too. They can get dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, golf carts can be too fast in general. Mm-hmm.
Especially on steep hills.
Your whole group of transfer trucks?
Man, that's a Peterbilt.
They ain't going to get a whole lot of golf done.
That's a Peterbilt.
They're going to be too busy talking on that headset.
Does it come with a CB radio?
You have to have one.
Has to have
and a hell of a horn.
Yeah.
And then a Lot Lizard sticker on the side. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's close it out. Good gift. That was a good gift.
It's like that part of Stewie Griffin, and we have Sting to play us out. All right. Well, if you haven't already, like and subscribe, turn on those push bell notifications, comment below that if money was no object, what a Christmas item that is golf related that you would like to see, and we will catch you on the next episode.